10F. Exercise 2, page 122. Talk 1.
If you ask teens today what job they would like to do in the future, many will answer social media influencer. It's a job that many associate with perks, like getting free stuff in exchange for promoting brands, and one that also has the benefit of allowing you to work from anywhere. But there is a bit more to the job description than answering the door to a courier each morning and opening loads of free merchandise over breakfast. Social media influencers get to share content they're passionate about, but to do this, they have to build and engage with an audience of their followers so that brands start to notice them. Influencers create and share content through different social media channels and gradually become recognized for having expertise in a particular area. They gain the trust of followers because of previous recommendations. Their main aim is to influence their followers to try a particular product, and they do this through sponsored posts or live shopping events, where they discuss products on streams and encourage viewers to buy them in real time. Brands partner with them because influencers are a way to reach an audience that may not have tried their products before. Influencers can either receive direct payment or free goods for their efforts. Most influencers create content either as bloggers, video producers, or podcasters. They advertise that they have new content to share by sending out social media posts, and this is how followers typically keep up with them. Apart from creating new content, they have to work to gain publicity on social media channels, attend events to report on trends, and collect and analyze feedback from their followers. Because of the sense of community influencers create, they build relationships with their followers, so they are not seen as a representative of the brand or as a celebrity paid to endorse the product. Instead, they are viewed more as a friend giving a recommendation. Many brands now see bloggers with large groups of followers as an important way to promote their products. These will typically be bloggers in a specialist area, like health, wellness, childcare, music, or travel. As well as writing their own blogs, bloggers can write a guest post on a much larger blog and then place a link to their own site in their author bio. If a blog is large and influential enough, they can even attract other bloggers to pay for sponsored blog spots. The brand supporting the blogger may even cover the cost of this. So for a small influencer, it is still a free shot at a bigger audience. Don't be fooled into thinking that the life of an influencer is all celebrity events and guest appearances, however. It's really hard work to build up a loyal following, and you'll need a lot of patience. You can't pitch to brands until you have this following, but once you are up and running, it can be an attractive lifestyle. You are essentially in charge of scheduling your own appointments and get to attend trade shows, exhibitions, and photo shoots that will only add to your knowledge of something you are already passionate about.
Talk 2.
It is important to parents that their children form strong friendship groups at all stages of their lives. In today's world, this usually means that kids start using smartphones in their early teens and link up with friends on social media. From this point on, parents have to start paying attention to the pressures young people feel, such as having to keep up with their peers on social media. What's more, they also need to be aware of which features their kids are using on different platforms, since children may not always understand how the information they send might be used. A new feature of some social media platforms, for example, is that senders can now send time-limited pictures and messages, which disappear within 10 seconds of the receiver opening them. This might lead kids to think that a message or meme they send is private and only for the person they sent it to. But unfortunately, this is not always true. On certain apps, The receiver can take a screenshot of a message while it's live, meaning it's not really gone. The sender is notified if this happens, but the receiver can still easily share the information with others. There is also nothing to stop someone taking a picture of a post with another device. In this case, there is no notification that the post still exists. These time-limited message features also make it harder for parents to monitor their children's communications. Some parents have monitoring tools that allow them to see the content of their child's phone remotely, but they would not be able to check on these time-limited messages that simply disappear. Of course, parents can warn teens to be careful about the posts they share using such technology, but they must also recognize children will want to communicate in this way if that's what their friends are doing. Data shows this is the preferred form of messaging for teens right now, and these platforms target that audience. On some messaging apps, there is also something called the streak feature, and for many teens, this has become a way of measuring the quality of a friendship. Achieving a streak involves messaging each other over 3 consecutive days. Once this has been done, an emoji in the form of something like a flame will appear against the name of your friend. For many kids, the longer you go without breaking a streak, the stronger your commitment to the friendship is. And because others can see how many streaks you have, they have also become a badge of popularity. Such features can seem harmless, but for kids involved in such social media communities, breaking streaks can be a pretty big deal. Location sharing features are also common on most social media apps. Several different platforms allow users to share their real-time location with anyone in their friend list, and likewise, to see their friends' locations if they do the same. While location sharing features can prove useful in a pinch, they also come with risks and can be a source of hurt feelings for children if they feel excluded from an event or gathering. Unless there are particular reasons for someone to use such location sharing, most child experts suggest that it should be turned off.